This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with fashion guru Tim Gunn. But first, Vince Vaughn says guns should be allowed in schools. He told GQ magazine, "You think the politicians that run our country and your country don't have guns in the schools their kids go to? They do. And we should be allowed to have some rights. Banning guns is like banning forks in an attempt to stop people from getting fat. Taking away guns, taking away drugs, the booze, it didn't rid the world of criminality." TSA agents did not catch fake explosives and weapons that were planted for test purposes. Agents failed 67 out of 70 of those tests. That's a fail rate of 95%. Undercover Homeland Security agents posing as passengers came up with ways to sneak items past the TSA screeners. One undercover agent set off an alarm but still got through with a fake explosive taped to his back, even after a follow-up pat-down. After finding out about the TSA agents failing 67 of 70 tests, Chief of Homeland Security was so frustrated that he demanded a meeting. The acting administrator of the TSA was reassigned that night as part of a leadership shakeup. Goodbye, Bruce Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner's entire story is in the June edition of Vanity Fair. For her cover story, contributing editor Buzz Bissinger spoke with Jenner's four children from her first two marriages. They've each been supportive and have their own experiences in meeting Caitlyn for the first time. Her son Brandon said he was a little taken aback when he saw Caitlyn for the first time after surgery, and she pulled her top up to show off his new breasts. He said, "Whoa, I'm still your son." As part of the transition, Jenner started hosting small gathering at his Malibu home called Girls' Nights with wine and food, where Jenner would dress as desired and ease the other women around him. That's when daughter Cassandra met Caitlyn for the first time. She said, "I was just nervous that I wouldn't make her feel comfortable. I was worried I wouldn't say the right things or act the right way or seem relaxed. We talked more than we ever have. We could just be girls together." Caitlyn Jenner launched a new Twitter account and got 1 million followers in less than 5 hours. That makes her account the fastest ever to reach the 1 million mark, getting there 4 hours and 4 minutes faster than President Obama's account, which reached 1 million followers in just under 5 hours. Prior to the president, the record was held by Iron Man star Robert Downey Jr., who had a following of 1 million in 23 hours and 22 minutes in April of 2014. By the way, Caitlyn Jenner did not spell her first name with a K because she wants a clean break from the Kardashian moniker. According to TMZ, Caitlyn wants to make it clear that she's her own person. It was an extremely meaningful choice for her, as she has never been her own person before, and becoming part of the Kardashian brood could undermine her goal. It's not that there's bad blood between Caitlyn and the Kardashians. It's all about self-identity. Meanwhile, ESPN will honor Jenner with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award on July 15th at the annual ESPYs ceremony, which is basically the Academy Awards for sports. Last year's Arthur Ashe Courage Award winner was Michael Sam, who became the first openly gay athlete to play in the NFL. The year before, it went to sportscaster and Good Morning America anchor Robin Roberts, who became an inspirational symbol to many while battling breast cancer. Caitlyn Jenner's adult children and previous ex-wives knew the truth, but Kris Jenner says she had no clue her husband of 24 years was hiding her true self as a woman. The journalist who interviewed Caitlyn for Vanity Fair says he believes Kris. She said, "I didn't know. I had no idea the extent of his gender issues." In excerpts from Vanity Fair's July cover story, Kris Jenner also says, "He was married to me and he wasn't who he wanted to be, so he was miserable. It was the most passive-aggressive thing I think I've ever experienced. Why would you want to be married and have kids if this is what you wanted since you were a little boy?" she asked the magazine. "Why not explain this all to me?" And Kris added, "All I was doing was working very hard for my family so that we could all have a wonderful future." And he was mad, claiming Caitlyn ended their relationship with zero warning. Caitlyn Jenner's mom, very happy to have a new daughter, but she's still calling him Bruce. Jenner's 89-year-old mother says, "It's going to be a struggle for me to get used to the change. I still have to call him Bruce. His father and I named him that." General Mills, which makes Wheaties, continues to call Caitlyn Jenner Bruce. Bruce's cover on the cereal box in 1977 was one of the most famous in Wheaties history and came out 1 year after he won the gold at the Olympics. General Mills was asked about their reaction to the new photo of the new Caitlyn Jenner and responded by saying, "Bruce Jenner continues to be a respected member of Team Wheaties." And when asked if they acknowledged the presence of Caitlyn, they said, "We stand by our statement." Some people are saying that Caitlyn Jenner's debut on the Vanity Fair cover put the former Olympic champ in a position to be richer than ever. One expert says that as a transgender pioneer, Jenner is so popular she could be worth over $500 million in the next 5 to 10 years. And Kim Kardashian is apparently pregnant with twins. Sources say the reality star is trying to keep the fact that she and her husband are having twins a secret, but she already told her mom and sisters. Sources say Kim doesn't want to steal the spotlight from Caitlyn Jenner, so she's lying low about the pregnancy for now. Project Runway coach and fashion guru Tim Gunn has new glasses and reaction to Caitlyn Jenner. Tim Gunn, what are you doing up so early?
Yeah, I've been up for hours. How about you? You have too.
But, you know, we get paid. Well, I guess you're getting paid too, eventually. So we're going to talk summer fashion.
I love radio because you don't have to think about these things.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I put on a shirt this morning. It's my favorite shirt. It's a red shirt. And I saw it in the closet and I grabbed it last night. And then when you look up close, frayed at every ending, the sleeves, the collar, the bottom of the shirt. So I look terrible up close, but from about a mile and a half, it just looks great.
You need a new one.
Well, that's it. I got to get the same color, same style, same size, and put it in the closet and throw this one out, huh?
And I will tell you, red is very on trend this season, so you will find a red shirt. It won't be an impossibility. You know, I have to be really careful because people judge me. So when something gets frayed, maybe I'll wear it to paint my apartment, but I'm not going to wear it out.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, you can't. But like you said, we're on radio, so I can.
You can. Absolutely. You're entitled.
All right. So what should the, especially most of our listeners are women, and so what should they be looking for summer trends this year? What's going to be hot and what's not?
Well, you know something? I have to tell you, in a way, it's ironic that I'm here talking about this because I'm the anti-trend guy. I'm always saying people could say something's on trend, and unless it suits you and your lifestyle, don't do anything about it. But what I really want to talk about is an epiphany that I had recently in terms of my own style, and that has to do with an accessory that three-quarters of us in this nation probably have, because three-quarters of the people in this nation need corrective eyewear. I had my lenses changed in my glasses. I have signature glasses that are rimless. I can't really change that, but I went to Transitions lenses. These are lenses that transition from light to dark, depending upon how much light you're exposed to. And I've been wanting to do this for many, many years and haven't. And I thought, I'm going to take the big step. And it's changed my life, to be perfectly honest. And I want people to at least consider doing this because it means you don't have to think about where are my sunglasses, where did I leave them, where are my regular glasses. It's all just so easy and you feel so stylish and frankly with it. And it's the earliest form of wearable technology. Think about that. For me, as the wearer, you don't even notice the change other than the fact that you're not squinting outdoors. Someone looking at me would see the glasses get darker, but as the wearer, I'm not even aware of it. It's remarkable. And it's a sign of how far the transitions optical technology has gone. It's just made me and my lifestyle so much more user-friendly and, frankly, effortless. And there are enough things in life that are hard, and as many of them as we can get rid of, let's get rid of them.
All right, we're talking with fashion guru Tim Gunn. Now, the issue will come when you're filming Project Runway in front of all those big lights. It's going to look like you have sunglasses on.
You know, Mike, you are very perceptive, and the fact of the matter is, under those circumstances, I can't. I'll have to wear my regular non-transitioning lenses. You're quite right.
Every other time you're going to be wearing it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is cool, and it's really changed my life. I know that sounds dramatic, but if you experience it, you will be saying the exact same thing. I think we each have a responsibility to ourselves to be as mindful of how we present ourselves to the world as we can be.
Now, did you ask anybody from the company how it actually works? Because it's always fascinated me that the glasses can change in, the darkness and lightness of the lens. I don't even understand how that works.
Well, it really is the earliest form of wearable technology, going back several decades. I'm certain, a trade secret, and Transitions Optical does it better than anyone can, and it's what they do. So this technology is constantly advancing, and as far as I'm concerned, because I remember the olden days when you would look at someone wearing Transitions lenses and there'd be a bit of a tint indoors. Not anymore. They're perfectly clear, and something of a miracle as far as I'm concerned. I don't know all of the science and technology that goes into it, but I'm sure it's considerable.
Well, I got to ask you one question. What do you think of Caitlyn Jenner and the style that this now transformed woman has brought to the cover of the magazines and everything.
You know, I have the greatest respect for Caitlyn Jenner's courage and willpower, and I'll underscore courage. Huge respect and great admiration. And quite frankly, I think she looks quite stunning.
All right. Well, listen, you look pretty good yourself, and you're always hanging out with Heidi Klum, who never looks bad, right? She's never had a bad photo.
As gorgeous as Heidi is in print and on camera, she's breathtaking in person. I once had her hand in mine, and I looked at her, and I said, Heidi, even your knuckles are stunning.
How often does somebody say that? Tim Gunn, thank you so much, and transition into the bright lights of New York later on, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
With Tim Gunn of Project Runway, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.